This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Look, if you've listened to this show for 15 years or 15 minutes, you know one thing. I stir the pot and Nine smokes it.
Nine.
Is it possible that you could not come up to me for a handshake on your way out of the men's room? Because I don't ever think you wash them. They're always too dry.
Paige.
I've decided to dye my hair brown, get a breast reduction, finish my master's, and then maybe people will respect me.
Fat boy.
Bird or booger. Sometimes in traffic, I can't decide which one to flip at people.
The Rise Guys. Mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Fat boy, can you check the Sportsplex, see if we have an update on something for me?
Sure.
Sportsplex. Did Kobe get another Oscar?
No, I'm wondering if anybody knows yet what kind of soup J.R. Smith threw at, what's his Ooh. Name?
Yeah, it was the coach. I can't remember
the
what coach it was.
Assistant coach.
Yeah.
Oh, well, God, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, J.R. Smith, the ball player.
He's the guy from the Cavs who threw hot soup at an assistant coach.
Yeah. And he shouldn't even be starting, so he shouldn't throw anything at anybody because he should be lucky he's even in the league still.
Yeah. We don't know what the argument was about either. That's got to be the worst thing. The only thing worse would be like hot coffee.
Yeah, hot coffee would be bad. I guess if the soup was still like a bowl of soup is one thing.
Bola.
An unopened can of soup would be hell.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you'd knock somebody smack out with that. Hot soup would be bad. But if it was like a pot of soup that was still cooking on the stove, that'd probably be the worst because that's like a gallon of boiling liquid.
Do you ever have anybody throw actual, like you ever been in a real food fight? Because I have. I've been in real food fights.
I have not, and I hope you understand that I never would do that to food.
Well, there was a but I was trying. He kept catching it with his mouth, though.
Cafeteria.
Yeah.
It was like a frog.
Yeah. Yeah, there was this one time a bunch of kids in the cafeteria threw a bunch of ding-dongs at me, but I caught every one of them.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I put the potato chips in your shoe that time. That's what it was.
Cheetos. Cheetos in my shoe.
It's like we fought with food before, but it was just me pranking you with food.
And I wasn't even mad about that you put stuff in my shoes. I was mad about I couldn't eat the Cheetos. It was a waste of food. That's why I got mad.
We threw rolls in school. You'd slit it down the middle and put your mashed potatoes in it. And throw
God
it somewhere.
Bless. Yeah. That's like some kind of, what was the thing, where they snuck in the horse, and it wasn't really a horse. It was in Troy, and it was...
You're talking about the Iliad?
Yes, there we
go. Trojan horse?
Yeah, the Trojan horse. That's what it was.
Yeah. But as far as food fights, I've never been in a food fight. Now, I've thrown stuff at people, and I've had stuff thrown at me, but not food that I can remember.
I've caught a beer can to the head.
Yeah.
Also, I missed one going right by my head once.
Yeah.
She got me on the second try.
Oh, yeah. My most famous one was the red Christmas candle that I felt the wind inside my ear hole when my mama whipped it past my head.
Yeah.
And it put a big dent in the wood paneling in the mill house at Poe Mill.
And now that I think about it, every time I've ever been assaulted with food, it was by women. And if you consider beer a food.
Why no respect for food?
I don't know. You would think, you know. A woman's, what is it? A woman's, what is the thing about her kitchen? It's a woman's kitchen is her, blah, blah, blah. I can't think
her
of
house.
Anything.
We don't
her
have
place.
Any cross-stitch sayings on the walls at my house.
I know, my grandma's been dead for 10 years. Can't remember what it said. If you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie, wipe the seedy. That's what it said.
And don't waste the food.
Something like that.
If mom ain't happy, nobody happy.
You jump when you dump?
Oh, my God.
No, no. Hump. If you dump when you jump, that's what's the problem. One. Diarrhea. Cha-cha-cha.
Food fights at school for sure, but like in my adult life, have I thrown food at anybody?
I'm positive some food has been flung about. I mean, we've done all kind of stuff with food on the show.
Yeah,
but as far as like throwing it at people or using a slingshot to hurl frozen chicken wings at somebody, I don't think we've done that.
Well, what was the thing we did? We were on the roof of the building here.
It was Bologna Olympics.
Bologna Olympics.
I tried to catch those. That's the time food was thrown at me.
That was tough. I think it was me and Jeff, right?
I don't remember.
I think it was me versus Jeff, and you guys were on the roof.
Yeah, we were on the roof, Jimmy.
Oh, I've never been on the roof. Never been on the roof.
Well, who was up there with me?
Never.
I don't know.
I was throwing meat down at somebody's mouth.
Yeah, I was one of the ones trying to catch meat. I remember trying to catch meat because I kept like looking up about getting vertigo, about falling down in the goose poop.
Maybe he went by himself on the roof. Well, can't go anymore. Can't go up there anymore.
Never again.
Yeah, it's true. I had to sign documents to go up on the roof. Yeah. Like that it was in my own. If I were to fall or get hurt, that I wouldn't sue Intercom.
Yeah.
That was a great bit. Sense. It hurt, too, when it came down.
It did.
Yeah, I remember it was pieces of bologna because I would throw them like a Chinese star and try to boomerang them to your mouth.
Yeah, and they get all wobbly coming down, the big floppy disk of fat and meat. Yeah,
that was the best.
You have brilliant ideas.
My mama hit me in the face one time with a Twix bar by accident. I told her to throw it to me. And apparently, there was an 8-second delay on that. I didn't think she heard me, so I turned around and all of a sudden, pomp, right in the face.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was not the snack size either, I'll have you know.
I can't think of anybody throwing food at me. Again, I guess it'd just be too mean to throw food at fat people. I had a rock thrown at me out of a car one time when I was a kid in Poe Mill. I don't know why they just had a rock. I guess they had a rock in the car in case they wanted to throw it at somebody when they drove past and they saw me and threw a rock at me.
Hunting large people.
They hit me in my fat tummy. It hurt.
God bless.
That's terrible. I mean.
Yeah, extra belly button.
I had at one time these older kids, Robert and Bug were their names, I believe.
Hey, Bug.
They were brothers. They had this,
all the roaches in his house.
It had snowed one time real good when I was a little kid at Poe Mill, but they had this giant block of snow and ice they'd made up. Dude, this thing probably weighed like 50 pounds. It was mainly ice. It was it was so solid they could pick it up together. It was solid.
Yeah.
They threw that on my head.
God. Good Lord.
That hurt too.
Were you bullied? Or was this just all in good fun?
Well, not
the rock, obviously.
By today's standards, yeah, I was bullied. Back then standards, no, it was just a bunch of poor, trashy kids being poor, trashy kids in Poe Mill.
Yeah.
What about the rock stuck in his gut hole and he couldn't find it till later?
Well, you remember that kid that called, kid that called in that time and did TNC on me that I allegedly bullied in elementary school, Bucky?
Buck Teeth.
I threw a rock and hit him in the head that one time.
Yeah.
And he validated that call.
Boy, you know, that guy, that was an accident. The rock. I threw it up in the air, and it came down and hit him in the head. I didn't throw it at his head. But he was so awesome. I was like, Bucky, I'm going to get in trouble for this. Tell him that you fail or something. And he did.
I was like, I didn't shoot the guy. He walked in front of my gun.
Told him, if you tell the teacher, I'm going to kick your ass.
He was like Butters from South Park.
He was
like real-life Butters.
He was good guy. I can't remember Paul's last name, but his name was Bucky. At least that's what I named him.
Aww.
Doesn't matter now. You called him Bucktooth.
Old Bucky.
That's all you're going to remember.
He called me Dippy.
Here's a text. 73341. Someone threw a cheeseburger at me while I was walking down the road doing community service in Easley one day. Hit me right in the chest.
I'd have caught it like a dog in a frisbee.
You would have.
God
bless.
And then somebody else texted, remember the game where you threw food at Nine's belly and to guess whether or not it would stick? Oh, yeah. Well, it sticked to Nine. We did that with me, and then we started doing that with Fat Boy.
Oh, my God. That was a horrible game.
Yeah, we threw all kind of crap at my bare belly.
Will it stick to Nine? That's right.
That's terrible.
God, we've done a litany of things over the years.
Yeah, I've been in food fights, just not like in an actual one where everybody was throwing back and forth.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best. God,
the problem with food fights is that they're messy. If I could get in a food fight and not get all
really
like covered in condiments.
Here's what you do. You have the food fight, and then you invite homeless people to come in and clean up.
Yeah, but who's going to clean up like me and my shirt? I don't want homeless people licking ketchup off my nose.
Well, you know.
Nobody.
We'll have a hose pipe outside.
Oh, okay. I just wear some old clothes, I guess.
I don't know how strict it was in your cafeteria, but the worst are the ones at school.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Chocolate shakes and the...
Well, yeah.
Condiments.
You had milkshakes at school?
Yeah, we did.
I'd have been fatter and I'd have gone to school.
Chocolate shakes, and I remember they were throwing shakes, and I got someone really good in the head, and then I got squirted with some ketchup, and then it was a melee.
Damn.
And we were, you know, we had D-Hall for a week because of that. Had to clean it up.
You loved D-Hall, didn't you?
No, I hated it. I always got it.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Detention Hall. Fish. What were you thinking?
I got an idea here.
Also, I'm always on B Hall.
Does anybody agree with me that the worst part of a food fight is getting like just a filthy mess and probably, you know, in this case, having like ruining stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean that. I mean, like literally, you're gonna think I'm full of crap, but that and it's just wasteful as hell.
Well,
it just is so wasteful. If it's old expired food, no, there we go. Or we cook too much. You know, the little thing at Bilo. We cook too much.
Oops, overbaked.
I'm sure there's hungry people who'd love to have it.
Yeah.
There's
a show that comes on TLC. I woke up to it the other night called extreme cheapskates. Mm-hmm. And there was a woman on there who was a college professor, lived in a beautiful apartment in New York, dressed real nice and everything, but she would go and get food out of dumpsters. She's like, oh, there's all these really high-end restaurants below me, you know, down in the building that she's in. She's like, they throw away food all the time. They throw it away on the day it expires.
Yeah.
I know that'll be 2 or 3 days of food I could eat. So
absolutely, Will.
Beautiful apartment, well-dressed, has a good job, eats food out of a trash can.
You see the one the family goes out to eat, and the dad will go around when everybody else in the restaurant finishes, and he'll eat off of their food.
God. I only saw the one episode, but it was that's some kind of mental illness, I think.
Absolutely is.
It's the same guy who washes his car with the squeegee at the gas station.
God bless.
There's some kind of
the Jeremy Ellenberg story.
There's obviously something to that behavior. Why you just want to go eat the French fries off everybody else's plates in the restaurant?
Yeah, that's caring a little too much about the environment. I think you can care too much, right?
You want to have a food fight? Not right now. I don't have anything but a protein bar.
Depends on what the food is. If it's food I eat, I would not be so much opposed to it.
Well, I'm thinking frozen food fight.
Oh, that would be painful.
Like with nuggets and planks and stuff?
Sure. Frozen food fight. Throw in like frozen onion rings and French fries at people.
Not like frozen venison?
Handful of steaks at Fat Boy?
Yeah, you catch somebody with a burrito,
shatter
knock them
his
out,
teeth.
Maybe.
Oh, God.
God. Let's go to Duncan.
Frisbee a pizza at somebody's head?
You're trying to kill somebody.
Talk to P1. Welcome to the Rock Pile. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much. You, sir?
Hey. I'm doing well now.
Good.
Back when I was about 6 or 7 years old, I got to tell you, there's two kids that were in my brother's class that were real old. I mean, they were just dirt. And I sat there on my front porch, and I threw a couple of rocks. I hit one of them.
Yeah.
And my brother, who's 4 or 5 years older than me, was their age, and he was supposed to jump in and protect his little brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I got out there, and I whooped some butt, and I got them to leave. And that night, that's the best part, that night, I'm laying on the couch acting like I'm asleep, and my mom and dad are just chewing his rear end out by not taking care of him. And every now and then, I just throw in a groan like I was hurting just to get him in more trouble.
Hot a muddy. You win call of the day, sir. Have a good morning. Thank you.
All right.
No more calls on Mondays.
You're evil.
It's a new rule. God bless.
The frozen food fight.
Frozen food fight. Let's do it.
I'm down. What do you want to throw?
I really would. I want to get back on the roof and throw meat down at Fat Boy. That'd be fun.
But he's trying to lose 100 pounds.
It's tofu. Like
grass
tofu.
Fed. Tofu.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter.
I'm stalling for a second. Is she ready?
Yes, she is.
Okay. So, Fat Boy, talk me through this. You've talked to this young lady and set her up to be on with us today. She needs some advice, correct? Some advice is needed.
She kind of wants, when something's going good, there's always a catch, right? Always something.
It doesn't have to be. We look for those things. I'm guilty as hell of that. Like I say, when my life is going good, I'm just looking around the corner.
Yep.
What is it?
Waiting for the other shoe to drop.
And there's Jeff on Friday, standing at the end of the week, waiting on me like the Grim Reaper.
So that's kind of what's going on here. She's leaning one way, but, you know, wants to hash it out there and make sure she's not making a bad decision.
Okay. All right. Let's break. She's going to go anonymous?
Oh, yes.
All right. Anonymous, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing well, and you got it correct. I need some help on some things. You guys are actually my favorite morning show, so I was like, I have to call the Rise guys.
You know, I appreciate that, but looking around at all the other morning shows, that don't really mean as much as it used to. I think you should say where your favorite thing to do in the mornings, not just morning show, TV, anything, you know.
That's exactly what I meant. I love you more than coffee.
Better than breakfast is what I like. Yeah. Well, thank you for that. We do appreciate it. But what's the problem? You sound all upbeat. What's going on with you?
Well, so I'm calling for relationship advice, which is not a surprise. But basically, all of my past relationships, they've been a lot of fun up until a certain point, and then they get pretty rocky. Mm-hmm. And it's basically the point when you need to start getting serious and settle things down, and it never goes the right way. And so I'm trying to figure out if it's me or what's going on.
Okay.
So I've met some pretty amazing.
Is there a certain time period that you feel kind of antsy? And because I notice I can look back at several. I was at a 9-month kind of thing.
For me, it's more of when, like, we start saying, I love you.
Oh. Well, it was when she told me she was pregnant. I'm kidding. Oh. It's a joke, Paige. How dare you? No, it's a joke. But so, that's when you would feel it. You would feel just like this is either a crap or get off the pot kind of situation, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, like, when you start to talk about love, you can really hurt someone's feelings. Mm-hmm. So that's like, let's decide where we're going to go. This can't just be fun.
Yeah.
That's so basically, I'm trying to be responsible. I want like an actual relationship. So,
yeah.
I mean, I've been dating this one girl for about 4 months now, and I know I'm starting to fall in love with her. Like, I can just feel it happening. We click. We get along better than anyone else. And
are you a lesbian or bisexual or?
I'm a lesbian.
Okay. All right. Cool.
So we literally have been hanging out every single day, and she's amazing. I mean, it sounds like the perfect girl.
Who's the celebrity she resembles? Help us out with the visuals here. Who does she look like? Any famous people?
Yeah, I mean, I would say she looks like Kerry Washington.
Kerry Washington. God, I should know that name. What a
she's from Scandal.
Yeah, see, that don't mean
know her husband,
Django's wife, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that chick.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, she was in the movie with Samuel Jackson, right? The neighbor that was a stalker kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. She's in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in a whole bunch of stuff. She's light skin. She's got beautiful hair. Yeah, she looks just like her.
Okay. So, what's the problem with this particular one? Because you say that when they start talking about love, you get scared or whatever, but normally, it sounds like you would just leave or ghost the person, but you love her back, don't you?
Yeah.
I knew.
I mean, I'm falling hard. We haven't said it yet, but yes, okay. I know it.
You can hear it in the voice.
Yeah. All right. So what's the issue here? What are we dealing with? What are you feeling bad about?
I'm just going to say it out straight. She's a bigger woman.
Yeah.
Like, she's not exactly what I pictured of myself being with, as far as like the shape goes.
Okay.
And we started dating. When we started dating, it was online. So like we had 2 weeks of starting to get to know each other before we actually met face to face. And so when I initially met her, it was a pretty big shock, but I was able to like get past it because we were just having this great time.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's been 4 months of this, and I'm starting to feel a lot deeper for her, and I know I need to decide which way I'm going to go.
So, okay, so back up. Kerry Washington, I got the Google picture over here. I'm familiar with who she is. Did she send you a photo at the beginning, and it was just a facial shot? Because...
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. That's exactly how it was.
Okay.
It was one of those pictures where it's like, here's her facial shot, and then here's a couple other pictures of her out on top of a mountain with a dog. So it was like pictures that were farther away, so you didn't actually see her shape.
Oh. Hmm. So, well, they tell you to trust your heart. Do you think it's a societal standard saying you don't want to, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to be with a larger lady, but your heart's telling you this is the one that's not making you want to run. Maybe you've always been attracted to larger black women, you know? Did you ever watch, let's see, let me think of a show. What's a show that had a... Does Madea turn you on at all? Madea?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, baby girl.
What about other men in dresses?
What about Nell Carter? I'm trying to think of large black women. What about Precious?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't have to do with, I can't wrap my head around being a larger woman, because for me it just says so much about who you are as a person, like where your values are, and I'm big on like going out there, being active, doing the best things you can for your body. I think it's a temple, and I just think it's harder to fix somebody from the outside in versus the inside out, because when it comes down to like exercise and stuff, that's something only they can do. Like, I can't change that for them, you know?
Okay.
So what you're saying is you would not, you said a lot, but you would not probably have given her a chance in the first place and allowed yourself to fall for her had you known the girth involved.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
It just wouldn't have been an option.
But you said you saw pictures of her, you know, out hiking with her dogs and stuff. Like, maybe the formula of the two of you together, not only is she going to make you happy, but you might help get her a little healthier and, you know. I'm just trying to think here. This sounds like love. I don't want to combat it. I think you just go after it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I didn't think about it in terms of that. I just have been so hung up on, is this some unrealistic, like, expectation to want my partner to look a certain way?
Does she look good naked? She look good naked?
I would.
Come on.
Oh, I'm going to sound so bad and sound so superficial. I would say no.
Yeah. I don't either.
Yeah,
I really don't.
I avoid the big mirror behind the dresser.
I would have left the Garden of Eden. They wouldn't have had to kick me out. I would have went to the nearest, clothing store. Where's the Target at here?
Oh, yeah, man. Every morning when I walk naked past that big mirror behind the dresser, I throw a hand up just like this so I can't see myself in my peripheral.
Yeah. Nobody would. Don't turn all the lights while you scare yourself.
Yeah.
Lord.
Walk around in the dark. Yeah. I'd rather stub my toe than see myself naked.
Well, what about just using as an example, and maybe, just maybe, he will be cool with this, but Nine, did you always know that you were attracted to Asian women?
No, not until I got to know my wife.
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't my wife then.
But sure.
Yeah.
Hey, you married her and then got to know her. Yeah. You reversed it.
Yeah.
But so maybe, you know, this is your foray into BB Dubs.
And I don't
know what I'm saying?
I don't know that my wife knew she was attracted to fat men.
No.
Right. So she met, like, at that point, 400 pounds of me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Sometimes I wonder now if she likes me as much since I lost some weight.
And help her out.
And it's kind of a chemical thing because, you know, I wasn't automatically attracted to my husband, even though he was good looking. He's not tall. He wasn't tall and lanky like the way I had him before.
Yeah.
But there was something about him where I thought of him when I woke up in the morning. I thought about him before I went to bed. And I just loved the way he smelled and made me feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then you grow to love somebody, and then you're attracted to him.
Yeah.
You know, there's just that kind of spark that makes you want to be with them.
Yeah. Plus, it's really, this is in your head, baby doll. I mean, this really is. You're sitting there saying, I like her. I mean, you know, you didn't say such kind things about her naked, but there's that draw, there's that connection. But here you are, just, you're thinking about what your friends or family will say about it. But you ever had a good jacket that just looked like crap, but it was warm, right? It was a warm jacket. It felt good. But, you know, you walk outside with it, you're like, well, it doesn't look so great, but it's warm. It keeps me warm. That's what she is to you. She's that old ugly jacket, but she keeps you warm at night.
Yeah. You said something telling, too, about, you know, you can't do it for her. You can't fix what's wrong or whatever. That's where it's tricky because, I mean, if you feel that strongly about it, that's obviously going to get in the way, in a major way, because, like, again, I'll reference my wife one more time in this discussion. I got with her, and I lost a lot of weight and got a lot better over time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't do that. I did that.
Right.
There was some inspiration there, but she wasn't, like, cracking the whip or anything because she loved 400 pounds of me, so...
could you imagine if after you lost all the weight, she's like, I'm not attracted to you anymore. I like big 430-pound knots.
I was scared of that, man. Yeah. That's why I don't want to get down too low. That's why I don't want to get too skinny.
She wants a little fluff at night.
Yeah, you got to have a little bit.
I like a little love and hair.
Some folks want to talk to you. Are you okay to talk to some folks, Anonymous?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay, Jeff, will you ask those folks to patiently hold on?
Hold on.
Anonymous, will you give us a couple minutes?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. All right, now we're on. The attacks are going crazy. We got to pause them and read some of them, too.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
She fell for it. I mean, she self-admits, like, I normally, when somebody tells me they love me or love talk happens, I hit the door, I ghost them, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, but I'm feeling it back. But when she sent me photos on social media or whatever, there's a lot of facial shots, and she says that when she saw her in person, she was a little larger than she prefers.
Yeah.
And she, you know, I don't know what the question is that she's asking us. Is it okay for her to feel that way? Or, you know, what is the question?
I would guess from talking to her is, you know, she was kind of leaning towards ending it, like, you know, not pursuing it any further.
Because of the size and all that.
All right.
A lot of people just will do anything they can to avoid, like, find reasons to get away from somebody they like a lot. And it's a weird thing.
Is it because they're not so attracted to that type of person, or because they're afraid of what other people think if they're with them?
I think that's what it is with her. Let's bring her back on. She's been waiting. Thank you for waiting through the commercials and everything.
Sure, no problem.
So what is it that you're asking? You told an interesting story, and, you know, we've all shared what we thought, but what are you asking for exactly here? You know what I mean? I know it's advice, but what is the advice you're seeking?
It's probably confusing because I'm still talking to myself through it, too. But what I want to know is it wrong of me to end it because of the way she looks?
Okay.
Or do I just need to get over it?
You know what? Nobody can answer that for you. But you can talk to people who've dealt with similar situations. For instance, Chris and Pickens on line two. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, sir, it says here that you got a similar situation or had a similar situation.
I do. I'm still in said situation. Okay. I met my girlfriend, actually, when I was stationed out in Okinawa. I was playing video games over Xbox Live and met this girl, and we fell in love. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And met her when I came back to the States, and I've been with her ever since, and I can't picture being with anyone else, even though she's twice my size.
Yeah.
Like, it's just what it is.
It is what it is.
She might be twice my size, but there's no one in this world that could compare to her.
Aww.
See? Now, does that mean anything to you, Anonymous? Kind of understand where he's coming from?
Yeah, it means a lot because I can hear how honest he is in his heart about it.
Yeah, and
that's
he's a soldier.
How I feel about her.
He's a soldier, too.
Yeah.
And those guys can walk into a bar and get any woman they want. I mean, they can. Paige left with one last night. I saw her.
I did?
Really?
Dang it. I didn't even know I had fun.
Thank you for your service, sir. We appreciate you.
But can I ask you a question? Do you feel like your life would not be the same without her? And would you want her to judge you the same way you're judging her?
No, my life would not be the same without her at all. I mean, it would be pretty hard to just break things off, especially with how much she means to me.
Well, there's your answer.
So why are you trying so hard to break things off then? Why are you trying so hard to sabotage what seems like something makes you happy?
Because of society.
Do you want us to
you want us to tell you that people aren't going to laugh and make jokes behind your back when you walk by with her or something like that? Because we can't.
They will anyway.
Can't tell you that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I would definitely say it's a lot more about how people are going to perceive the situation than it is about how I feel about her. Like, I have to bring her home to my family, you know?
Mm. Oh, I hear it in your voice.
On a forklift.
Come on, fat boy. You of all people should understand the struggle.
So your family's not going to be cool with this?
I think they're going to have a shock and have to get used to it.
Well,
yeah,
now let's
talk
about this. How shocked were they when you told them that you were a lesbian?
Oh, God.
Okay. And then now on top of that, and let's just call it for what it is, societal standards. She's black. You're white. You got that to worry about. And then you got the weight on top of it. So you got three seasons to go through of this whole thing, three levels. You know,
right.
I mean, I don't know your family, but is it all together going to be a problem, or is it just the weight thing a problem, or is it all together a problem? What it is. You're worried about the race thing, and you use the weight as the excuse. Be honest. Tell me about
it. I'm not worried about the race thing at all. It just comes down to what people think when we're walking side by side.
Yeah. And a lot of people will say, well, screw what everybody thinks. But when you go buy clothes, are you thinking about what you think when you wear it? Or are you thinking about what everybody else is going to think?
No, I'm thinking about what I think when I wear it.
A lot of people do both. I wonder what Nine will think of these pants, you know?
No, you're wearing pants today.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, normally it's
thanks.
Are you intimate with this woman?
Yes.
Do you feel like when you're with this woman that she's beneath you because of the way she is and you're better because you're thinner?
No, not at all.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way people should perceive you, too, and that's the way your family.
Yeah.
If you love her and they love you, they're going to love her, too.
Plus, if you're just looking for somebody, like, good enough for your parents, like, I don't know that I'd ever in my life find anybody good enough for my mama. That's probably my mama.
Hey, son. Let's talk to Danielle in Asheville. Hey, Danielle.
Hey.
You have some advice for Anonymous?
Yeah, I just... I just wanted to say, if you really do love this girl or think that you're falling for her, it really shouldn't be based on looks. And it's really hard to say don't base it off looks because, everybody does that.
Yep.
But if you love her, then I don't feel like you should expect her to change her appearance. When it all boils down to what's inside, that's what should really matter the most. And, if she can accept you for who you are, I'm sure you're not perfect. You've probably got flaws just as much as she does. If she can accept you for who you are, then I feel like you owe her that same respect.
Ooh. Absolutely.
That is, God, run for office, Danielle. That was solid. Go become a preacher or something. You've taught me and everything. What are you selling? Olay, that was good.
I just think that, because I'm a bigger girl and my wife is not. And, she...
You're a lesbian?
Me. I am.
Okay. Lesbians and love us. They do.
She loves me for all of me. And I tell her I'm always so insecure about my weight. And she tells me all the time that that's not an issue. And I feel like that's how it should be.
Yeah.
It shouldn't, if you're worried about her health, that's wonderful, but maybe go about it in a different way because it really does sound like you're judging her appearance. And if she were to find out, obviously this is anonymous, but if she were to find that out, how would that make her feel? And is she a confident woman? Because if she is, that would be a solid blow to her self-confidence.
Yes, she's definitely very confident. It's not something we've discussed at all because I don't want her to feel any lesser of a person.
Right.
Yeah.
I maybe just be honest with her. Don't go at it how it's going right now. Maybe, I don't know, just,
yeah.
I would just try to maybe change how you're feeling, maybe instead of changing her.
Well said, Danielle. And you should run for mayor of Asheville. I'll move there and vote for you. That was well said. I'm looking at the text screen right now. Lesbians and dump truck drivers. We're number one.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're the same.
Sometimes.
Well, fat boy, how would you tell this woman that you love her, but you're having reservations because she's overweight and you're afraid what other people would think? How could you say that?
I think we've moved past that.
How could you ever say that to somebody, though?
Well, she's not gonna. She's just trying to figure out, boy, honey, now this is just turning in a different way. You got to quit. How old are you? I know I ain't supposed to ask a woman that, but you're anonymous, so no one will know. How old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay, 28. By now that this whole life of everybody around you or whatever, you got, at the end of it all, you got your family and your friends. That's it. Mm-hmm. All these coworkers and classmates and all this stuff through time, you never see them again. They don't matter. Did they ever exist?
They may not have ever existed. It may not even matter. It seems to me like you like this girl a lot.
A lot.
Like you like her a lot. So quit. Do yourself a favor. Quit trying to objectify her, dehumanize her. And do things like you're psychologically sabotaging yourself, it seems like.
Yeah. The mind is a powerful thing.
It is, but you're trying to, at times you're like, oh, and I'm not trying to say this insultingly, but it's almost like your mind's trying to objectify her somewhat and take away some of that humanity.
I think you're absolutely right. I think it's just my mind trying to take over and make me think something's worse than it actually is.
All right, listen. We're way late right now, but here's what I want to do. I want to keep your phone number, and I want to do that whole check-in thing with you in a couple weeks or whatever, because I want to find out here. I want to find out,
Okay, that sounds good.
I do this for the bigger people of the world.
Yeah.
I really do.
Everybody.
We've been objectified for thousands of years, and it stops today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hold on, Anonymous. I think we have your info, but let's make sure for sure.
You know what? We're not fat people. We're people who are fat. People,
yes.
People comes first.
Plus size. Big and beautiful. That's right. BBM.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.